Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A shot, runs into the box, shot,
score! It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome in to a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight here on Off the Woodwork. My name is Madison Cruz alongside Jason Longshore. We're here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium right after Man City delivered a dominating performance against Al Ain, a 6-0 victory to seal their pathway to the next round in the round of 16. Jason. It was a very dominating performance from Man City. We saw a lot of great moments, a lot of new faces that were in the roster join in as well. What did you make of the match as a whole?
Yeah, it was a match that we kind of expected the sort of result. Al Ain lost 5-0 to Juventus and now 6-0 to Manchester City. They're eliminated along with Wydad from Morocco. That's how this group looked on paper when we started the tournament. It was Manchester City and Juventus with a large gap between them and the other two teams in the group. And it's kind of played out that way. So Wydad and Al Ain, they'll get the chance to play each other on the last match day, consolation game essentially. Manchester City and Juventus will have a chance to play each other to win the group. And City has the advantage in that one in terms of goal difference if they draw, because 6-0 here, Juventus was 5-0. That's going to go the other way because of the games against Wydad. Mm-hmm. So interesting. Yep. It's been one of those nights here, late night here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A really good crowd. That was very cool to see for a 9 o'clock kick. We weren't really sure coming into it what that would look like. A lot of Manchester City fans, full credit to them. Decent number of Al Ain fans too. And they were making some noise at times.
They had the drums going. They were right near to like the right of us near the press box. They had the drums going. They were getting everything ready to go. Loved Al Ain's jerseys. I loved their jerseys when they came out there to get ready for the first half. That was one thing I noticed. But you had a lot of good support, a lot of traveling fans here as well. It was a really good crowd because you never know, especially with a Sunday match where it's 9 p.m., especially when people have work the next day, who's going to come out and support, what that's going to look like. But Man City proved that there's a strong following here in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's been interesting this week with all the comments out of a lot of folks, not just Chelsea, but a lot of folks about the attendance in Game 1. Game 2 with Miami and Porto was better, but I think we learned, and I really didn't know coming into the tournament, if the 3 in the afternoon kicks or the 9 o'clock kicks would end up being better. I worried about this one probably a little bit more, and this was the best crowd of the three. I think also you have to look at the teams involved, and this one was a very heavy Manchester City crowd. There was a whole lot of sky blue in the building tonight. I think that says a lot about what City has done over the past few years in terms of their dominance in the Premier League, but also their work in building a fan base around the world and specifically in the United States. On the Al Ain side, because I know we're going to talk a lot about Manchester City, I do want to kind of end it when we talk about them with this. I think they had a lot of good ideas. I was really impressed with what they wanted to do. This is a team that's been dominant in the league in the UAE, but the gulf in quality between the two teams was evident. I don't think Al Ain was able to do everything they wanted to do at a high enough level to deal with Manchester City's quality. But early on, they had some chances. They got in behind. Once City got the lead, they took control of it and they put the game away comfortably and then added quite a bit onto it as the night went on.
Well, I'll ask you this, especially with the performance that we saw from Man City. We saw a lot of new faces. We saw kind of what Pep Guardiola really wants to do with this side. We saw what he wants to implement, especially for what he said to you in media this week as well, heading into this game, that this is a matchup. This is a tournament that they want to win, especially after what some would consider a very disappointing season in the Premier League for them. They want to come into this tournament and make a strong impact. Who are some of the players that you noticed and really, really highlighted and really enjoyed seeing? And what are some things you think Man City still needs to clean up a little bit?
Yeah, I think they need to play a little bit faster as they go, but that's going to be a process. It's something that has been a talking point in the folks covering Manchester City so far this season, is that they want to play faster. Two games in, you know, and two opponents who haven't put up a great fight against them. So what does it look like against Juventus on Thursday? That's going to be a really interesting subplot to that match. I think we focused a lot on Aitnuri, the new left back, and what he did in terms of picking up what Pep Guardiola wants from that position and how long could he maintain a high level. He did a really good job. I think he's going to be a really good fit for this team as the left back. Ryan Cherki was the other one for me. I was really looking forward to seeing him come into the match. He came in late. He snatched a soul in the corner. Player was down afterwards and stayed down for a while because it was that bad. Cherki just obliterated him on the dribble. And then the 1-2 on Cherki's goal, with letting the ball go through his legs, doing the little 1-2 with Haaland, it was a brilliant finish from a player that I think in this structure that City has, and it is structured. I know a lot of people have taken their shots at Pep Guardiola and positional play and all of that. To make positional play work its best, in my opinion, you need those individual players to be able to take advantage of the moments. And, you know, Pep had that in Messi at Barcelona. He's had that in Phil Foden at times here at Manchester City. Had that with Arjen Robben and Frank Ribery at Bayern. Ryan Cherki fits that idea of being the individual, you know, maverick within the system. He fits that to a T. I think he could be an absolute monster for the City team this season.
I think you talk about Nori, and I'll say this before we toss it to break and we send it down to John Nelson, who is getting some post-match audio for us down there. But we talked about Nori, especially with that left-back situation. It almost felt like he was transitioning, becoming that left winger at times, especially allowing for a lot more attack going forward. I think I even turned to you at one point where we saw him kind of maybe lose a little bit of that gas, a little bit of that momentum going forward, but then he immediately got it right back. Yeah. And I think that shows him as a player and fitting into the system, being able to reserve that energy, being able to take the moment to kind of take a breath. We saw him kind of jog a little bit to get back up there in the attack. He maybe laid off a little bit, but then he continued and he was able to play on throughout the rest of the match and looked just as good as he did and just as fresh as he did, I think, in the first half than he did in the second.
You're going to see different game plans throughout the season with Manchester City. That's the hallmark of a Pep Guardiola team. Tonight, we saw Aitnuri push really, really high on the left side, while Kusunov on the right stayed at home a little bit more and tucked in and gave Nunes the space for the majority of the match. So it was a little bit of a lopsided setup that worked. And I think what's so impressive about these really early stages for Manchester City is everyone gets the idea of the way that Pep wants them to play. Now, the guys who've been here, obviously they should get that. But all the new faces are slotting in and understanding the roles. Now, as the year will go on, what Pep will want to do is add more tools to the toolbox to be able to do different things in different games depending on the opponent. So very early stages, but I think Manchester City fans should be feeling pretty optimistic about what they're seeing so far. We're going to find out more as the stress test becomes real on Thursday against Juventus.
We'll be right back here on Off the Woodwork here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. When we come back, we'll send it down to John Nelson, who's going to have some post-match audio from both Al Ain and Manchester City. So we'll be right back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app off the woodwork. Let's hear some post-match audio from both teams from downstairs. We will start with the Al Ain player, Eric, who came off the bench in the second half. Here's his takes on the match from the mixed zone.
High level, in the best level.
For me, we have more potential to show. But in both games, we maybe because he's nervous, maybe because he's anxious, we don't play like our best quality. And I'm sad about it because I know this team have more quality to show, and we can't show.
Eric, the preparation was for so long for this competition, for the club World Cup here in the U.S. What was the mistakes that happened in the first match and the second match? There is any mistakes in the team? What was wrong?
For me, this is the point. In this level, you cannot sleep, you cannot make mistakes. And the coach in first game spoke after the game about the mistakes. And also today we have some mistakes. And in the high level, if you don't take care in the details, it's difficult to take a good result. And also, if you make everything good, it's difficult to take a result. And I think that's it. Have mistakes, and we need improve.
Against El Vidal is the last match for Al Ain. It's a tournament. What do you think?
We go to win this game. We want. Me, like a person, like a player, I'm proud to be here, of course. But we want to give something special for our fans, for our supporter. We know the history of Al Ain. We represent one country, and this country improved a lot in the football. And I want to show for the world our best level, because we are the last champions of Asia. And we need to show it.
You know Al Ain fans very well, Eric. What do you want to tell them?
Sorry, because the fans know me. Always I dream something special for the club from my first day. In this club, I always dream high level, high games. Good games, good history, and what we show until now in the World Cup is not what we want to the supporters remember for us. And God willing, inshallah, we can be better in the last game.
Next up on Off the Woodworks Atlanta Soccer Tonight special from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, let's hear from some of the victors on the evening from Manchester City. We will start with a player that we talked about a lot in the first segment, Ryan Atnuri. Here is Atnuri speaking to the media in the mix zone.
Opportunity to cross, you know. Yes, it's my type of game, you know. I like to drive with the ball to cross also for the striker. Yeah, today I didn't make assist, but the most important is the victory. You know, we win, we enjoy. We was very happy in the pitch, and this is the best way to continue like this. Yes.
What is it like for you to play under manager in the project?
No, yeah, for sure is a big honor, you know. I can be improved a lot with him, you know. We saw the last last few years he make a lot of things. He win every time, you know, with this team. Yeah, for sure he's the best manager. But yeah, I'm very happy to be with him, to work with him on the. Yeah, for sure I will improve my football for sure.
Right. What have you said to you about the role that he wants you to play? Does he want to play? Play wide, not right out on that wing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He told me to play, you know, my game, you know, without the pressure. You know, drive with the ball, cross also in the box. I try to respect the advice he gave me. Hopefully he will be good for the next few steps.
Is that the most enjoyable part of playing that role, that you can get forward and contribute to the
team? Yeah, for sure. I enjoy it.
And would you say you and the other players, the new signings, would you say you guys are actually selling pretty quickly in this season?
Sorry, can you say
again? Would you say you and together with the other signings, Tijani Rangers and Rosman Cech, who also scored the goal today, would you say you guys are selling it pretty quickly? And the
city side. Yeah, for sure. You know, we was very excited to play together. You know, they make also very good the first game. You know, today Ryan also he played his score. It's very good also for us for him, for the confidence also. And yeah, for sure. Yeah, very happy to play with them.
Did that freedom? The ability to get forward, is that something that you really enjoyed tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you really hope to do a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was freedom, you know. I'm very happy to play like this, you know, without the pressure also. And for sure, today it was a good game, but the most important thing is the victory, you know. The team they play very, very good today, and we are very happy.
You saw how you were attacking
towards
the very final whistle coming into the game. Had you spoken about how many goals you needed above Juventus on goal
numbers? No. You know, we play our game. You know, we try to score a lot of goals, to defend also together. Yeah, today we scored 6 goals. It's good also for the confidence, you know. And hopefully we'll continue like this.
When you were playing against Man City, you were coming up against the Erling Haaland. Was that sort of dream to play with him as a fullback?
Yeah, for sure. It's very good for me. You know, we know Erling is the a great player. You know. He make a lot of things for the football, you know, and yeah, for sure, it's good to play with him and to play also with the other players. Is the best team in the world, and it's good, yeah, for sure.
Next up on this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight from Mercedes-Benz Stadium after Manchester City's 6-0 win over Al Ain. The player who played the number 6 position to start the match for Manchester City, Nico Gonzalez. He's going to have a lot of competition this year with Rodri and John Stones getting back to full fitness. Nico Gonzalez had a very good night for Manchester City, and here's his thoughts after the match.
You feel like you're walking the park, easy?
No, it was difficult. I think we performed really well since the beginning. We started well. And it was a really good match from everyone. We started very strong with high intensity, and that's why I think you mean that we did a really good match, not that it was easy.
Were you happy that you were playing in Atlanta, considering that you have roots that it was pretty
much a one? Yeah, to be honest, I felt like we were playing home. There were so many City fans, which is really nice, playing abroad and feeling home, it's incredible.
Nico, ahora viajar a Orlando de una manera mucho más fácil para enfrentar a un viejo conocido como la Juventus.
Bueno, fácil no va a ser, evidentemente que que va a ser un partido muy complicado. Son un gran equipo con jugadores muy jóvenes y con muchísimo talento y esperamos ganar, vamos a ir a ganar, vamos a ir con todo y estoy seguro que si hacemos las cosas bien, ganaremos. Well, I mean, he's been only for a week, 10 days, so it's still getting used to the way we play, but today was incredible. He came in for 20 minutes and he made a huge impact, so I hope he keeps playing that way.
What about Oscar Bob? You know, he had a long layoff, but then he came to play in the first game and then today he scored a goal. What do you make of his stuff?
No, I'm really happy for him. He's an incredible person and he deserves the goal he scored today. And I hope he keeps playing the way he's doing it, so he keeps helping the team.
Pep was looking for improvement from match one to today. What kind of improvement did you see out there and what do you think still needs to be worked on for match three?
Well, obviously, I think a huge difference was the heat today because it was perfect conditions. So the intensity, I think it was different. But obviously, the temperature and the time we play, it's important in that way. But I think we play really good both games. And I hope Juventus, we keep this direction of playing better every time.
Hola, es una victoria tan aplastante que hace creer que el City, si no es el primero de los favoritos, es uno de los primeros tres después de lo visto hoy.
Bueno, favoritos al final no es relevante, no es importante. Nosotros no nos fijamos en eso, simplemente vamos partido a partido y ahora nos toca un partido clave porque pasar como primeros pues es importante y sobre todo seguir con las sensaciones que estamos teniendo de intensidad y de buen juego y espero que sigamos así. Yeah, actually the last two chances we had were really clear and during the game we had many more chances. I think we deserve one more goal, but we have to focus on the next game and we'll try to win and it's one game, it's a final and it's going to be really important.
Two questions, what were the field conditions like and what is it like to play on such a talented team?
Sorry, can you repeat?
What were the pitch conditions like? Yeah. And then just being on such a talented team, so many talented players, what is that like?
Well, the first question, the pitch was amazing. I mean, the stadium is really nice, the temperature and everything was perfect. And the second one, I mean, always City has so many talented players and it's such a pleasure to play. They make everything easier. And yeah, it's amazing to play with such a good team, such a incredible players.
Next up on this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app, the goalkeeper who didn't have a whole lot to do for Manchester City tonight but saw everything play out in front of him, Stefan Ortega. Here's Ortega's thoughts from the mix zone.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Something the manager put forward to you at halftime or reminded you of?
Yeah, I think everyone was aware because we are watching the games as well and yeah, we are smart guys as well, so yeah.
You obviously want to win the group and potentially get an easier part.
It's not always about the easy part because all the teams here are really, really good. It's just about like the feeling of finishing the group first.
Can I ask you about your future stuff? Obviously you've got a year left in your contract. Is it definitely you're going to stay at this season?
It's quite early for that question.
Yeah,
so yeah, can't say anything about that. It's like, we're on the start of the new season, so it's too early. Yeah.
How much do you think it's going to help that you played on the roof here with the air conditioned instead of in heat like other teams?
I mean, we played the first game at 12 o'clock. It was even for us on the bench really hot, and today it was humid as well. Not that. That hot, like if you play around lunchtime, but wasn't a big help because the temperatures are still really high even at that time. But yeah, it was a bit better. Yeah.
Pep wanted
improvement from game one to game two and improve from game two to game three? How do you think, even with the score line, you improve from game one to game two?
Hard to say, because even today we got some transitions which we defended really well. I think both games were on a good level. Of course, we had today like a part where we could go a bit more aggressive. This part we had as well on the first game. But in total, I would say it was just like, yeah, of course, we scored some more goals than on the first game. But the performance and the willingness of everyone was the same, yeah.
Stefan, could you ask me about Claudio Echeverri? Amazing goal.
Yeah, a good taker. Seen the gap in the wall and used it. He reminds me a bit on Julian Alvarez, like same type of player. His finishing is incredible. He's a really good guy. A bit shy in the beginning, but yeah, I think he could help us a lot.
What's he like around? We don't really know much about him.
Yeah, I mean he's really young and he travelled really far to play football in Europe, so it's not easy for him, of course. But I think that place here in Manchester is good for everyone because the surroundings here are top for players to improve. So it will be the same with him as well.
Last one from downstairs here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The hero of the night, the man of the match in the venue. He had two goals, İlkay Gündoğan. Here's İlkay Gündoğan from the mixed zone after Manchester City's 6-0 win over Al Ain.
Yeah, it felt like at the end that we needed the seventh. We set that a little bit also as our target at halftime. Unfortunately, we didn't start second half good enough, you know. We're a bit slow. And it felt a bit that it cost us, you know, that one goal at the end that we needed to be out of Juve, out of the last group stage game.
Do you feel it's very important to top the group?
I don't know. I think it's just the standard that we probably set to ourselves. I mean, at the end, if we are not able to beat Juventus, then they might deserve it, you know. But that at least would have given us a chance, you know, to get two results instead of just one. So that would be a higher probability at the end. But somehow also it doesn't matter. We need a good performance against Juve to win the game. We always knew that. And it's not going to change, you know, the way we approach it.
Okay, okay. You talked about sort of being a bit slow in the second half. It's kind of similar to the other day in the first game. Do you put that down to the weather or the fact that you've been off a few weeks?
It's difficult to find sometimes reasons for it, you know. I mean, it's something that should have not happened and maybe doesn't make sense also because of the way maybe we performed in the first half. But even in the first half, there were like shorter periods maybe, you know, where we were not that precise maybe, you know, in terms of our passing and in terms of the way we have played. I think it's a coincidence now, to be honest with you, but obviously something we need to observe, we need to do definitely better, because on the highest level you should not allow, you know, yourself to be not that good for such a long time, you know, in the game, because it felt quite long, to be honest. I don't know how it looked from outside, but on the pitch it felt at least 5 or 10 minutes too much, you know, in terms of the standard also that we have and that we normally set for ourselves.
Pep Guardiola's teams have won 10 games in this competition, including the previous one, with an aggregate score of 33-2. What is it like to play under Pep Guardiola?
What is it like to play for him?
Yeah.
It's a big privilege. I mean, otherwise I would have not joined again. Otherwise I would have not spent so many years, you know, with him at this club. I think it's just something that he has, you know, that he's able to do to make players, you know, feel they have to compete on the highest level, you know, they have to reach their best to be able to play in this team, first of all. But then also, you know, that every training session, every game is just a joy, you know, if it turns out to be the way we want to play, you know. And that's why he's the best. That's why he has won so much, so many titles. And that's why also probably all the players in the world would love to play for him. And same reason is for me.
A lot of goals tonight, but in other groups, South American teams are beating European teams, a lot of emotions. What do you think about this tournament?
Yeah, so far it has been great, to be honest with you. A lot of games, great to watch. Especially also, you know, that a lot of teams from all around the world compete against each other. You know, you get to face teams that you would normally not face, and that's something very exciting, I think, probably for the fans and spectators, but also for us players, you know. That's why it has been so far a really good experience. I mean, it's not easy because there are a lot of games, but for someone like me who retired from internationals, you know, and who had breaks in the last year, I am enjoying it so far, and hopefully we can play the way we've played for the most time in the last two games. Continue like that, and get very far in the tournaments, because that's our target.
Big thanks to John Nelson for handling the audio downstairs in the mixed zone. Whole bunch of happy Manchester City players after a 6-0 win. They're moving on to the knockout rounds. We will come back and we'll talk about what those knockout rounds could look like for Manchester City, but also what those knockout rounds could look like here in Atlanta. We'll talk about all of that as we recap the Club World Cup group stage. Most everybody through two games now. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Off the Woodwork and Atlanta Soccer Tonight special here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz alongside Jason Longshore. And we're going to get you set up for everything you need to know, especially heading into the last couple of games here in the group stage as we start to look ahead to the round of 16 and how things shape out. We look at Group G. That's where Juventus, Man City, Wydad, Casablanca, as well as Al Ain are all stationed right now. Looking at the way it's all set up and looking at this matchup, what are some of the things we're looking at in place here? Because we know Man City and Juventus have already moved forward to the round of 16.
Yeah, this one's pretty easy in the sense that we know who's getting out of the group and we know who's going home. We don't really know what the final placements are going to be. And for Al Ain and Wydad, it's a game to leave everything on the table. Last game, see who can not finish last in the group. Should be fun for both of those teams. They'll go for it. There's been elements of both of those teams that I've liked, but I think there's been a huge gap between quality here. When you talk about Juventus and Manchester City, they have both been very good, not maybe the exact level that their managers would want, but they're going to get a really good test in a game where they both know they're going through. Now, what we know is to win the group, the winner of this match wins the group. That part's easy. If they draw, Juventus would go through, because a draw would mean that you don't have a head-to-head winner. You go to goal difference, which would be the same, because it's already the same, so it would stay the same after a draw. And then you're down to goals scored. And yes, City scored one more goal against Al Ain, but Juventus scored two more goals than City did against Wydad. So Juventus would go through on goals scored, the third tiebreaker to decide the group winner. If they draw, City has to win the match to win the group.
It's all shaping out, especially you're having that issue with a whole bunch of other groups as well, with how competitive it's coming down to this last matchup. I believe also this is one of the few groups that where actually you do have two clear-cut winners that are going through as well. A lot of them are still going through some of the rough stages of figuring out last minute where it's going to be, and that kind of brings us to what we can expect for tomorrow's matchups, especially because tomorrow both of these matches, especially because we're in the last stage of the group stage, they're all going to start at the same time. So Group B tomorrow, it is Atletico Madrid and Botafogo starting at 3 p.m., and then Seattle Sounders versus PSG. Then you have Group A, so all of them kicking off at 9 p.m. We have FC Porto facing Al Ahly. You also then have Inter Miami facing the number one in the group right now in Palmeiras.
Yeah, the group that we just had here tonight, that's the only group where two teams are going through that we already know and the others are not. So that's the only one that ended up happening. That tells you a lot about this competition. It's been really good across the board, and it's been really competitive in these situations. So Group A and Group B, that's who finishes tomorrow. That's important for us here in Atlanta because it'll determine who's coming here for the noon kickoff on Sunday afternoon. It's the Group B winners against the second place team from Group A. So Botafogo, a point means they win the group. All they need is a draw to win the group. They're playing Atletico Madrid. Now, Atleti, they have to win to try to keep their hopes alive. PSG, they will advance to the knockout stage, not even worrying about the other result, if they beat Seattle. Seattle does still have a crazy set of circumstances that could get them through. It's not likely. So when you look at this, Botafogo is maybe the biggest surprise. We thought PSG would be here, especially after their dismantling of Atleti in game one in the group. The shock was Botafogo beating PSG. All Botafogo needs is a draw, but they're also playing Atletico Madrid, who's desperate. That's going to be two really fun games to watch. PSG's got to score some goals on Seattle, but PSG is also rooting for Atleti to try to create some chaos here. It's going to be a fun one. The other group, it gets interesting because Miami is all but through. Remember, head-to-head's the first tiebreaker. They've got the head-to-head over Porto. Porto plays Al Ahly. If Porto wins, they can't jump Miami, even if Miami loses. So the routes for Porto are very challenging. The routes for Al Ahly are very challenging. Palmeiras, they're kind of in the driver's seat, and they've been the best team in that group. It would not shock me if they end up winning the group, and it would not shock me if it's Miami coming here next Sunday, which also means that Atlanta United's match next Saturday will not happen next Saturday because they're not going to make Inter Miami play on Saturday and then Sunday in two different places. That's not going to happen. So Atlanta United and Inter Miami is basically on hold to get postponed based on the 9 o'clock kicks tomorrow night. We'll know at 11 o'clock or so if that game is getting moved or not.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, especially because of tomorrow, the implication it has for Sunday's matchup here in Atlanta for the round of 16. Who we'll get to see. I know for me, I would love to see either Botafogo or PSG. Would love to see Enrique here in the building as well. And it'd be also a really cool opportunity. If you get an Inter-Miami side coming in, it'll be a moment of, of reconciliation, a moment of getting together between Enrique and Lionel Messi for a second.
But look, if you're, and Botafogo's got the advantage on PSG because of that head-to-head. If you're Inter-Miami and you come in second in that group and you're going to face potentially Botafogo, I mean, that's who it should be, that you would look at that as a difficult game, but you would look at that as a winnable game.
Yeah.
If it's Miami against Atleti or PSG, that's a different kind of level that we're talking about. And Botafogo is a great team, don't get me wrong, but if you're Miami, you look at that as a potential lifeline to win a knockout game against a team that is closer to your level than a PSG or an Atleti. So it's setting up for some really interesting knockout games coming up in this tournament.
Oh, yeah. And we already know from especially the crowd that we saw here against when Inter Miami played FC Porto as well. We know the Messi fans that are here in Atlanta. We know the Inter Miami fans. And I can only imagine, especially heading into that matchup, coming back here to Atlanta, how big that crowd's going to be to get the chance to see that matchup, no matter who is here as well in Atlanta. Jason, let's take a look at some of the other groups as well. You have Group C, Group D, Group E. What's sticking out to you as you look at those before we head out of here?
So Bayern has been perfect so far. They ended up handling things against Boca Juniors, although Boca made them sweat for it. Boca's still got a lifeline, but it's not going to be easy for them. They'll play Auckland City in the final game of the group stage. Seeing the videos of Boca Junior fans descending on Broadway in Nashville
has
been pretty wild. Bayern and Benfica,
that's interesting on the other side of it. So remember, Boca and Benfica drew, so you don't have the head-to-head thing there, and you would expect that Boca will put up some goals in Auckland City. Sorry, Kiwis, but that's what it will probably end up happening, and they're probably going to need to put up quite a few. And that's the thing, is Boca's going to have to run that score up, then hope for Bayern to beat Benfica to get through. And that's not a crazy scenario to expect. Group D, everybody was shocked by Flamengo really kind of controlling things against Chelsea in that second half. Flamengo's in the driver's seat in that group. Chelsea should be fine. Should be. It's not a guarantee that they take care of Esperance, but they should. I want to see how they pick themselves up after the loss to Flamengo. We go to Group E, and that's the one that I think could be a real blast. The last games, you've got River leading the group right now in first. Inter is in second. Monterrey on 2 points, two draws for Rayados. Urawa Reds are eliminated, but they have one more game to play. It's Inter and River Plate playing in one game and Monterrey playing the eliminated Red Diamonds in the other. So Monterrey, maybe they get 3 points there and go to five. And then if you have a loser in River and Inter, that team could get jumped by Rayados. So that's a really interesting one. I think one of the games of the group stage could be in Group F with Fluminense and Mamelodi Sundowns, because what we've seen from the Sundowns is defending is optional. And Fluminense has shown that they could score some goals. But the Sundowns have scored some goals. So that could be an absolutely insane game. Dortmund should take care of business against Ulsan, but Sundowns and Fluminense, I am really looking forward to that one. And then we talked about Group G. We'll go to Group H. Al Hilal has been one of the big surprises of the tournament. They're on two points. Salzburg and Real Madrid are both on four. Remember, Al Hilal got the draw against Real Madrid. They'll play Pachuca in the final game, and Salzburg will play Real Madrid. So that's another one where Al Hilal should be able to beat Pachuca based on off what we've seen. That would take them to 5 points. And then if Madrid beats Salzburg, which would be the expectation, Al Hilal could jump Salzburg and get into the knockouts. So you've got in every group but one, multiple teams still alive going into the last day. You've got in pretty much every group except for that one, potential for chaos on the last day. Games kicking off at the same time. Remember the last World Cup, those last group stage games were wild. I think this could be even wilder. And I'm telling you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, Mamelodi Sundowns and Fluminense, that's the game you want to watch.
We're going to have all of our eyes on all those matches, especially as we head to the round of 16, which is when we'll be back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday at 12 p.m. It will be the second place team in Group B, and then it will also be, it'll be the first place team in Group B, actually, and then it is the second place team in Group A. They will be coming here to Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 12 p.m. on Sunday. That's when you'll hear us again here on Off the Woodwork and on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on a special Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore. If you want more content throughout the week, though, for Club World Cup, you can catch us on Soccer Down Here. We're going to be covering everything. We're going to give you a little bit of a review and a preview of what you can expect on all the matchups on CWC 180. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, on X, on Blue Sky, on YouTube. We're going to have all the coverage for you for the Club World Cup heading into the round 16. Well, that's all we got here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll be back here Sunday at 12 p.m. for the round of 16. We'll see y'all later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.